Well, you wouldn't. There was a law in the jobs now, working in Fords and Dunlop's, a woman to get a job cleaning there. It wasn't the policy of the company to employ a married woman, because my mother went for a job there one time and he said, I'd love to give you the job, but I'd be taking you from the children. You see, there was a kind of an unwritten law in any good job that the girl wouldn't go back, and all she could, the mother could get then would be either to dressmake herself. My mother dressmake then, but she could earn more in one day out than she could with all the poor people. They'd be dressmaking, they'd be the plucking time, where the women would go plucking, and especially around Christmas now, they'd be a great trade for that. And the warriors too brought a great trade there, because England bought everything off us. They had nothing, and all the hens and chickens and even pigeons, we were able to sell England pigeons even. And they'd all have to be plucked and got ready and put over on the boat to feed England. So, like, there was a bit extra money, but you'd have a very hard job, and you'd be working in the exporter places in cold and damp, you know, and it would be the winter. And but they did it just to keep going and to have stuff for their children. Of course, women didn't go to the pubs that time. Now, the older woman would, and there'd be a little snug for her. She would be, they wouldn't look down on her, but if a young girl went, they would look down on her. And indeed, I remember a couple of pubs would have a notice in the window, no women served, you know. And then if she did go, she went to the snug. And someone was telling me the snug was there not for the women, so that they wouldn't hear rough talk at the men. And they were put in by themselves, so that the men, the rough talk wouldn't go near their ears.
Right.
You know, and even though poor Knowles we were, my mother then, the city girl wouldn't be left working a pub in case she'd hear bad language or see things that she shouldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of nearly, what they say, hit the stones of the road before you'd be put as a barmaid. A city girl wouldn't, you know, they'd frown on it.
Right.